Okay, this is root number two. Vayhi b'mei shavuot ha-shoftim, vayhi ra'av ba'aretz. We're going to do it with Rashi, then I'll speak out. There was a time of the judging of the judges, vayhi ra'av ba'aretz, and there was famine, drought, hunger, on ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. Vayelech ish b'bet lechem Yehuda, and a person went from Bet Lechem Yehuda, from the place called Bet Lechem, in the land of Yehuda, Lagur B'Shnei Moav, to live in the fields of Moav, who ve'ishto shnei banav, he and his wife and his two sons.
Bet Lechem is a city?
Okay, Bet Lechem is generally name of a city, but we're going to see a duke very soon. Rashi says, Vayi b'mei shefot ha-shoftim. Rashi says, Lifnei meloch melech Shaul. This was before Shaul became the king. Shayud adorot mit parnesim alide shoftim. That the generations were being led by shoftim. I mentioned last time the difference between a melech and a shofet. Melech is the one who rules, and when he says something, nobody can argue. Whoever argues is a mored malchut, is chaya mita. Shofet is a leader that leads the community. People don't have to listen to him. If they come to him and he judges them with the din Torah, then he could enforce it by putting them in nidui if they do not listen to him. But stamazo, if you see somebody is doing something, the shofet is not someone who can go ahead and lead the whole Kelal Israel with authority. That was the difference between a melech and shofet. That's why the pasuk says in Sefer Shoftim, "Bayamim ahem en melech beYisrael." Ish hayashar be'enav yaseh. In those days, they didn't have a king. Person would do whatever they liked.
Like what would they do that they wouldn't do the other ways?
Nobody was there to tell them what to do. There was no central authority.
How come he could not tell what to do?
A shofet is not a central authority.
But he was the guy.
He was the guy. It's not a central authority. He is wherever he is. He's not going to make a decree and hold Kiryat Israel. He can't.
A gadolim today, they're like Bedin Shoftim, similar.
A gadolim today also is not going to make a decree and kill Israel. If people want to go with it, they go with it. He can't enforce it.
But gadolim today are like Shoftim in that sense? That they're not enforceable?
No. No. A Shofet, well, maybe in a certain sense. We do not, a Shofet was one Shofet. Gedolim, we do not have. Like the Chazonish.
Okay,
the Chazonish maybe would have been a din of a Shofet, because he was a gadol ador for Kelal Israel, those who wanted to listen to him. But not everybody asked Chazonish what to do, or if they wanted to do something, the Chazonish didn't agree with it, didn't mean they stopped doing it. They did it if they wanted. Those who wanted to follow him, they followed him. Bedin. If they didn't want to follow him, they did whatever they did.
No, but Bedin, I thought Bedin is the one who decrees what
he Bedin was. Only decrees things that Bedin feels he has to decree. It's not like a king who decides whatever he wants to decide.
The Torah says shoftim shotrim.
Shoftim are to judge dinei Torah, choshen mishpat. Shoftim are not to just decide this is good for the society. I would like to put a tax, or I would like to put traffic light on the street, or everybody should do this or should do that. Shoftim don't decide
all
that.
So everything according to the Torah happened, should have happened according for the shoftim, because they could say you didn't do this.
Okay, if somebody will bring a judgment to the Shofet, Shofet will judge. Shofet is not going around telling people what to do. Shofet is sitting, he's a Dayan. He's sitting. Somebody comes for a judgment, I'll judge them. If somebody doesn't come to me for a judgment, I'm not going to judge them.
Who gives Malchut?
Malchut is for the Avera that somebody is over with two Edim, and the two Edim come to Bet Din, and they tell the Dayan that this guy did this kind of an avera, so the Dayan will give him malchut based on the edim. The Dayan doesn't go around telling people what to do. A melech is responsible to make rules. Melech establishes the whole country. A shofet is not like that.
I said Shimshon was a shofet.
Yeah.
He was a Talmud Chacham in the sense that
he was asked to be a shofet, which means he was asked to be a leader. He was not such a Talmud Chacham to be a Dayan, no. But the shofet over here means not a dayan of dinei Torah. The shofet over here means someone that people ask him to lead. If the Hagiladi was not known to be a gadol be Israel, They asked him. They wanted to go to war. They needed someone to lead them to the war. They came to him and they said, you lead us. He said, I would only lead you if afterwards I will be your leader. They said, yes, you'll be our leader.
Prime minister, in a sense.
Okay, whatever you want to call it. Melech is not. That's what Rashi says. This was before Melech Shaul. Shayu adorot miparnesim alidei shoftim. And which shofet I spoke of last week? Bimei Ivtzan haya. Ivtzan was Boaz. Shamru rabotenu. Ivtzan ze Boaz. Now, Chazal speak out. Vayehi bimei shofot ha-shoftim. It was at the time of shofot ha-shoftim, which means at the time that the judges judged. Obviously, judges judge. What else do they do? They don't take on, they take a vacation. They judge. So Chazal say, "Vahi b'me shufot ha-shoftim," means at the time that people judged their judges, which means that the judge would come to somebody and would say, "You're doing something wrong." The guy would tell the judge, "I'm doing something wrong. You're doing worse." They would judge the judges, and Chazal say, "Oy lo ledur, woe to the generation that they would judge their judges." And woe to the generation that the judges need to be judged. I mean, you know, if they said you have a problem to the judge, obviously the judge also had a problem. Majority of them had problems. There were those who were good, but at Pirov, so you know, there were problems.
We are in very sad shape nowadays. If they had problems, now we for sure have problems.
Yes, Gemara says that same line that they used for the judge happens nowadays too. Gemara in Erechin says that nowadays people cannot give tochacha. They don't know how to give tochacha, or we're not able to give tochacha, because if a person tells somebody else, take the little toothpick that's stuck between your teeth, the guy will tell him, take the whole beam that's stuck between your eyes. Right? I have a little toothpick, you have a whole beam. Right? So, Chazal say the same lashon they used b'meshevot ha-shoftim. If he would tell him, tol kisam miben shinecha, he would tell him, tol kora miben enecha.
It's a double idea what the answer back is, because not only do you have a bigger problem, but also you can't see.
Oh, very good. Mefarshim say that. Kol hakavod. You were mechaven to it. He says, when you tell him, tol kisam miben shinecha, means something stuck between your teeth. He tells them, you're the judge. Judge is supposed to see. Enecha edah. Right? Tol kolam ibn enecha, there's a whole beam in front of your eyes. You can't see. You're so biased, or you're so involved with other things that you can't even see what's going on. Very good. Okay, so,
Vayelech. There were only 15 shoftim. So those 15 shoftim was those shofeh shoftim?
Yes, during that time. That's
those
right.
Those 15 judges, they are bad too?
Majority of them, well, yes, that's what they say. Majority of them were not up to par. There were a few who were good, but majority were not up to par.
But the people in that generation, they were
good. Generation, Shoftim, Sefer Shoftim. The way, it's very interesting, you go through Sefer Shoftim, the way the trend that goes is like this. A Shofet will come, and he'll lead people, or some event happens, and everybody is doing good, and then people start doing bad, and things get bad, and bad, and bad, and become of the Avodah Zarah. They really go to the other end. Hashem sends one of the nations, either Moab, or Midian, or Pelishtim, some nation, and that nation will come and would attack the Jews, and put the Jews in a very bad shape. They start davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will send a shofet, a leader, to help them, to lead them. And they would do teshuva, and they would win, and they would defeat their enemies. And for sometimes it's good, and they get bad, 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 and they go and become what the Avodah Zarah. Then another nation comes. Right? Then the trend repeats itself again and again and again and again. That was the generation of Shoftim. That's a ish Hayashua ben of Yaseh, because the Shofet was not able to establish a long-term situation that things would go well. Well, they did that during the time, time of David HaMelech. During the time of Shlomo HaMelech. The kings who had, who were good.
It seems like the whole history of Klal Yisrael, you have two kings and that's it. Before wasn't good, after wasn't good, Shlomo HaMelech.
No, you should
refers to those.
No, you should learn Sefer Shemuel and Melachim. Maybe we'll get to that Mishnah at some point.
The first Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Zekanim are the same as Shoftim.
Many times, not all of them. So, not all the Shoftim. And for example, Pirchas is one of the Zekanim, but he's not one of the Shoftim.
Fine. But that's not my question. And it says Shehariku Yamehem.
Yeah.
So we mean that all the Shoftim were Zekanim that were at the time of Moshe and Yeshua, the Yehariku Yamehem?
No. Yeah, Yamin doesn't mean. Yehariku Yamin means that their time extended from the time of Yeshua to the time of Shmuel HaNavi.
It doesn't mean the original Zekanim they were hanging.
Exactly. Right.
It doesn't mean that.
That's right. That doesn't mean that.
Because it seems like
Eli HaKohen was one of the Zekanim.
Okay.
He wasn't during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Okay.
He was one of the Zekanim. That's one of the examples. Okay. Vayelech ish miben lechem Yehuda. I want to give you a very interesting diuk for those who are into Te'amim. Vayelech ish mibet lechem Yehuda. I said before, Bet Lechem is the name of a place, and it's repeated a couple of times. First pasuk. And it's a land of Yehuda. Look at the Te'amim that is on the Zarka, the Ta'amim, that's on Bet Lechem in Pasuk Aleph. And look at Pasuk Bet, also Bet Lechem Yehuda is mentioned. Look at the Ta'amim, that's Bet Lechem in the second Pasuk. The Pasuk Bet, Bet Lechem has Ma'arich Tarcha, as we call it in Sephardim. Ashkenazim have a different name for it. We call it Ma'arich Tarcha. Ma'arich Tarcha is the two parentheses that go towards each other. These two connect the two words together to say these two words go together. Bet Lechem. Bet Lechem, Yehuda. Bet Lechem is the name of the city from Yehuda. Right? In the first pasuk, you don't have it like that. Vayelech Ish has Zarka Geresh, as what we call it in by the Sephardim, also connect them together. Vayelech Ish. Mibet Lechem Yehuda. Mibet Lechem Yehuda. The three words are separated. Bet Lechem Yehuda. The Bet Lechem are not connected with each other. So before we speak out that even though Bet Lechem is the name of the place, the Ta'amim over here want to hint out why Vayelech Ish, why this Ish went from land of Yehuda to Sedei Moav. Because he wanted to go Mibet Lechem. He was worried that in my bayit, in my house, I'm going to have problem with bread. We mentioned, because he said that people are going to, now that everybody's going to come with their boxes, kubot shel tzedaka, to my door. They all want, they all want food, they all want money. So let's get out of here. That's why Elimelech left. That's why it says, Vayelech Ish Mibet Lechem Yehuda, because he went from the house because of the bread. Out of Yehuda.
Literally, this is pashut, so pashut that he did this just because of money? I mean, sounds that, like things that people do now.
Listen, if Chazal say it, and there's nothing I can't tell you about it. That's what Chazal said.
He just grabbed and left the whole nation.
That's what Chazal said.
He could have helped people.
That is what Chazal said. Okay?
Like
that's why he was punished. That's why he died. Chazal said, why did he die? Because he left. Because he didn't want to help out.
I understand, but is it like, obviously not on our level. Obviously he was very, very...
Whatever level it is. But the man said, this is what Chazal are pointing out from... I'm just showing you in the Diktuke Pasuk, this is Mashma. The Dik that I told you is from Torah Temima. Torah Temima makes that Dik on this. Okay, Veshem Ha'ish, the name of that person was Elimelech. Veshem Ishto, I'm sorry, Vayelech Ish. Look at second Rashi. Vayelech Ish, Ashur Ashir Gadol Haya. He was very wealthy. Uparnes Hador. Veyatzam Me'eres Yisrael Lechus La'ares. Mipenei Tzarut Ha'ain. Because of stinginess. Shehayta Enot Tzara Ba'aniim. Because his eyes was tight on the Aniim. Habayim Ledo Chako, who would come to push him, to give him. Lekach Lenash. That's why he got punished. This is from Rud Rabbah, this is from Midrash, the way Chazal say it.
It seems.
the beginning of Rashi doesn't fit in the end of Rashi.
Why?
At the beginning, Rashi says, Asher Gadol Haya Panes Hadol. What is it?
Panes Hadol is leader. Panes is leader. Yeah, you have it in the first pasuk too. First Rashi, Shayu Hadurot mit Parnesim al Yedei Shoftim. They're being led by the Shoftim. Even though Parnasa means, you know, but eating, but this is that's the expression. Pasuk Bet. V'shem Ha'ish Elimelech. His name was Elimelech. V'shem Ishto Naomi. V'shem Ishto Banav. Machlon V'Chidyon. We spoke about the names last time. Ephratim. They were from Ephrat. That's one pshat, but Rashi is going to tell us a different pshat. Mi bet lechem Yehuda, from bet lechem Yehuda. Vayavohu, and they came, Sedei Moav, Vayihyu Sham. And they were there. So, Rashi says, Ephratim means chashuvim. They were noble people. Lechem, you have it in Sefer, Shemuel ben Tochu ben Tzuf Ephrati. So, Ra chashivut share, you see how chashuv he was. Share Eglon melech Moav, that Hesi Eglon Melech Moav, Eglon, the king of Moav, married off et bito lemachlon. He married off his daughter to Machlon. His daughter is Ruth. The Amar Mar, Ruth bito shel Eglon haita. So Ruth was the daughter of Eglon Melech Moav. So obviously the guy must be a noble man if the king wants his daughter to marry his son.
No, Moab was a nation that left alone.
Yeah, it says you don't kill, you don't fight with them, you don't kill them. That was Moab and Ammon, you don't fight with them. Davar Acher, Ephratim is Bet Lechem Eriah Ephrat. It was the name of a land. Now, it's very interesting over here. Rashi points out that Ruth was the daughter of Eglon Melech Moab. Mashma, that Orpah was not. The wife of the second brother was not. And that was Mashma from the Targum also over here. But the Midrash says that both Orpah and Ruth both were the daughters of Eglon Melech Moav, which means they were sisters.
Why?
It's going to make a big difference, as we're going to see later on, the difference between the two sisters, if they are sisters.
According to Rashi, that he says they were chashuvim because he married.
It's a raya.
Daughter of the king, right. But the other-in-law. He was why the others are called chashuv.
No. He says the family is chashuv. It's a noble family. Yeah, you see, if they make a shiduch, you know, becomes a mechutan with the king. Obviously, it must be a chashuv people. That's right.
More
fundamental
question: how should we be learning Rashi
and
the Shoftim or Anach different than Rashi and Chumash?
Oh, no, that's not a question for now.
I mean, it's like anything
to
focus.
I know. No, we are right now. That's not for now. Let's focus. What we are doing. I'm using it as a text for our shiur now. Okay. So the pasuk says, "Vayavu sedei Moav, vayu sham." They came to Sedei Moav, and they were there. What does that mean, they were there? So, Mefarshim speak out, Malbim says, that by Yusham, that they came there, and they were there, means that in the beginning when they came, they were not really coming to live there for a long time. They were coming there temporarily, because there is no food, or there is a situation in Eretz Israel, so we just go there. Once they went there, by Yusham,
They
settle. This is it. We'll stay here. Everything is fine. Forget it. You're going to stay here. That's the Vayi Yusham. Rav Eisman has a whole arichut on this Vayi Yusham over here. So you're going to see later. I'm going to speak in. Exactly. Exactly. Here they came and they stayed. That's why Vayamot Elimelech Ish Naomi. Once Vayi Yusham, he died. He didn't die right away.
Even though he left.
Even though he left right, you know, he should have died right away. No, once he decided that, you know what? Forget it. We're going to stay. Vayamud Elimelech Ish Naomi. That's when he died. Vatishayer hi ushnei baneha. And she remained with her two sons. Now, Chazal say, what does that mean, she remained with her two sons? Where is she remained? Of course she remained. So, Chazal say, very interesting lashon. That she became, Shiare Hamincha. Vatishaer is the lotion of leftover. The Torah uses this lotion of leftover for Mincha. Mincha, when you bring a korban Mincha, Mincha is a korban that's brought from flour. Either it's a flour mixed with oil, or you make it to a dough and you bake it, or you fry it. Whatever it is, it's a floury korban. Floury, doughy korban. So when you bring a korban mincha, what you do is you take a kemitzah. You take one fist of it, and you burn it on the mizbeach, and the rest of it, the kohanim eat. Right? That's what happens to the korban. The rest of it is called shiare hamincha. You have the chometz and shiraim. Chometz is one fist. Shiraim is more than the fist. Why is it called shiraim, leftover? Leftover is usually not chashuv. It's a little bit. Ella what? The one that goes on the mizbeach, even though it's less, oh, that's chashuv. The rest, even though it's more, but it's at a lower level. So Chazal compare Naomi and her two sons to the same situation. Elimelech died, only one person died in the family. Three have remained. They are the shiarim. Right? The main one is gone. That's why it says Vatishaer. The pasuk goes out of its way to say Vatishaer hi ushnevaneh. That she was mamash a leftover.
Do we know how he died? Do we know what to say? Like, he's got sick.
We're gonna see soon.
Yeah, but
we're gonna get to that soon.
How come he's causing now Islam? If we're saying that Naomi is less
high, right?
Then Elimelech.
Very good.
How come we call him Ish Naomi?
Okay, very good. So Rashi says Ish Naomi. Why is it Ish Naomi over here? Lama Neemar. Why does it say Ish Naomi? Mikan Amru. From here, Chazal said, En Ish Met Ela Leishto. A man doesn't die, but only because of his wife. No, not because of his wife. Only to his wife. Only to his wife, which means that the wife is the one who is pained the most when the man dies. Many people are pained. His kids, others, Bar Minan, relatives. The one who takes the most pain is the wife. And Ishmet Ela Leishto. Ish Naomi, that's it. She is the one who really lost her man. Right? Va'amar Ish Naomi, Kiroma Levishua, Ya Ish Naomi. Oh no, that's a different Pshat Rashi put in the parentheses. Tells you that why is it that he died and she didn't die? Kiroma Levishua, Ya Ish Naomi. Shmesholed Aleha. He was the man. He was the leader in the house. Behi Tefelalo, and she was subservient to him. Lachen Pak Abu Midadadin Veloba. That's why he died. And not she. We're going to see by her. There's more, as I mentioned before. We're going to get to it soon. Vayiter vayisu lahem nashim moaviyot. After the father died, these two men, these two sons, went and married two wives who were Moabit. Shem ha'achad Orpa, Shem ha'shenit Rut. The first one was Orpa, second one was Rut. Vayeshvu sham ke'eser shanim. And they lived there around 10 years.
Didn't get the
huh?
Didn't get the father died?
Very good, very good. Bear with me, you're going to see one more thing, next possible.
How come it says Keser Shanim? It's like Kechasot Laira.
Right, no, Keser Shanim means, Chazal, Mefarshim say that that's the Derech. Midrash says Keser Shanim, Lashon Midrash, Keser Shanim, O Pachot O Yoter. Which means that around 10 years, I don't have to tell you exactly how many days, it's irrelevant. Around 10 years.
That's
and they say that's the derech of the Pesukim, that the Pesukim speak. Because when something is irrelevant, the exact number, I don't have to tell you the exact number. Keser Shani means cut off to 10 years, it's enough for you to know that it wasn't a year or two, it was 10 years. Now, was it exactly 10 and a half years or 10 years or 9 and a half? That's irrelevant. Around 10 years.
Any time that the Chumash brings somebody's years, irrelevant the days already.
Like, that's for his age.
Yeah, that's for his
right, but not over here. Just telling you, they stayed there a long time of around approximation.
Noach died 950 years. Could be 950 years and 20 days.
Days, yes. That's correct.
Which means the days it gets tougher.
It could be right. But here it could be maybe, 11 years, maybe it was 9 years.
So here, when it's
just Kesrim, giving you,
even the years could be wrong.
Exactly. Around, you know, around 10
the
years.
Days, the years could be wrong.
Exactly. Or less, or more, around that amount of, those amount of years.
The Navi knew,
but it's irrelevant for us to tell us. So that's why it said it like that. So, Vayamutu Gam Shenehem, Pasuk Hei, they also died. They both also died. Vayamutu Gam Shenehem. They both also died. Machlon v'chilion. But the Shair Ha'isha Mishnei Yaladeh Umeisha. And the woman was remained from her two sons and her husband. So Rashi says Gam Shenehem. Why does it say Gam Shenehem? Mahu gam betechila laku b'mamona. First, their money got damaged. Umetu gimalehem, and then their camels died. Umiknehem, and their flock. Ve'achar kach metu gamhem. They also died. So the midrash says on this. The lashon of the midrash is leolam en ba'al rachamim poreya min ha'nefashot techila. Ba'al rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never punishes lives first. בתחילה מתו סוסיהם, חמוריהם, גמליהם, ואחר כך וימות אלימלך, ואחר כך וימות גם שניהם מחלו וחיליו. And Midrash brings the raya from?
Eov.
This coming week's parasha. Eov 2, excellent. Bring a raya from Eov, and they bring a raya from this week's coming week's parasha. That when the tzaraat comes, first the person says the shonara, first that comes on the bait, then comes the beged, then he comes on his goof. Slowly comes to him. So here was also, you know, they didn't get, Eliyahu said they didn't get the message. Not only they didn't get the message, things happening. You said it. One after another, still didn't get the message.
But Miriam, Sarah didn't happen to her.
No, yeah, Miriam was HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give a message right away because the comparing Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah to other Nevuahs, other Nevi'im, is a big problem because one of the Yud Gimel Igare Emuna is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is different. If you don't understand that, then the whole structure of Torah Min HaShamayim falls apart. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of wanted to give up. In Esfahaniya we can buy Nasakh Bekeshe. Oh, exactly. So that's, he wanted to give the lesson right away. Okay.
But Rashi here is not the medaber. Achar kach metu gam hem. Achar kach has to say metu elimelech
gam hem. Right. So Rashi makes it short. Even the midrash is.
I mean, if the midrash wasn't there, I thought the elimelech died before the gemalehem.
Right.
First he died, then gemalehem died, and everybody else died.
Good. You're saying good. See, Rashi many times takes the midrash and shortens it. Right. So Sif Dechamim has a very interesting point over here. Here we have, not only that, we have Suseihem, Chamoreihem, Gemaleihem. Lashon of the Midrash. Rashi's Lashon is Gemaleihem, Umiknehem. Right? So Sif Dechamim says, Rashi probably thought, this is the Rosh HaTevot. Gemaleihem, Miknehem is Gam. That's what the Pasuk says. Gam hem. First ge, then me, then hem. First gemalehem, then miknehem, then hem. So that's why, you see, these are, you know, the delicate, lashon of diukim in lashon of Rashi. Okay. But then the Pasuk said, Vatishaer, again the Pasuk said, Vatishaer ha'isha mishnei yiladeh umeisha. She was left over from her sons, and from her husband.
The Shiraim.
So Chazal say, Ne'esta Shirei Shiraim. She became a leftover of a leftover. That is mamish, almost nothing.
In what way,
Givaldik?
Because so, we just named Naomi was Chodesh Chashuk with it. Naomi was Chashuk by itself.
Very good. So in what way? So this is my pshat. If you don't like it, tell me. The fulfillment of a lady's life in the world is one of the two things. The Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Lo tov hayod adam le'vado, eser lo ezer kenegdo." Right? The Isha is an Ezer Kenegdo. That is what an Isha is, Ezer Kenegdo. Now, she starts as Ezer Kenegdo, and then once she has a family, she becomes Akeret Abayit. Em Habanim. Right? Em Habanim. She's either Em Habanim, as Adam called Chava, Ki Em Kol Chai. Right? Or she's Ezer Kenegdo. That is the essence of a woman. She's either an Ezer Kenegdo to her husband, or she's Em Habanim, Em Kol Chai. If she doesn't have a husband, and she doesn't have kids, she's not fulfilled. She's nothing. No matter how chashuv she is, she's not fulfilled. So that's why I think the pasuk repeats itself. But Ishar HaIsha Mishnei Yiladeh Meisha, at least when she has her sons, there is a certain fulfillment. You know, she's Em Habanim. Once the sons also died, she has no son, she has no husband, she's nothing. She's Shirei Shirei. That's the Anyu Dati. That's I think the Pshat. Vatokom hi vechaloteha, pasuk vav. She got up, vechaloteha, and her daughters in law. Vatoshom bistei Moav, and they returned from the fields of Moav. Kisham abistei Moav, ki pakad Hashem et amo. She heard in the fields of Moav that Hashem has remembered his nation. Latel lahem lechem, to give them bread. There is a problem with this pasuk. Can you point out the problem?
First, we said Vatakam last week we spoke.
Yeah.
Kishama, she heard that there is
bread.
Kishama b'sadeh Moav. She heard in Sadeh Moav ki pagad Hashem et amo.
Right.
So that's what does that mean? If she wouldn't hear, she wouldn't go back. Still, she would have a problem. I think b'sadeh Moav is a problem. Kishama b'sadeh Moav. Kishama.
Excellent.
Why you need Sadeh Moav?
That's one problem. Another problem is, I think the pasuk is out of order. The pasuk should have said, "Vatishma Naomi b'sadeh Moav ki pakad Hashem et amo, v'tokom v'telech." She heard, then she got up and she left. Why do you tell me she got up and she left? Because she heard.
It's the right of Rabbi said. She did tshuva. She took
it right.
It's the right.
Exactly. This is the right word. So I told you, the Gaon says, "Vatokom." The lashon of Gaon is any time that a person changes his approach, that is when the pasuk uses the pasuk, the lashon of vayakom. Vayakom means not just physically getting up, but changing approach. Changing the approach is that. So vatakom ivechaloteh. So the Gaon says a beautiful word over here. He says vatoshom kisham abisteh moav kipagad Hashem et amo. What changed in her? So all along she thought that when there is a problem in Eretz Israel, you go out, you go somewhere else. Right? She chapped, that is not so. Because Chazal say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give rain, first Hashem gives rain to Eretz Israel. From the leftover of Eretz Israel, other lands get their portion. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees Parnasa on Eretz Israel. And from the leftover of that Parnasa, other places get. Right? Eretz Israel is like a geveret. And other lands are like the Shifcha. First the Geveret gets her portion, and from her leftover, others get too. She realized that Kisham'a, the Gaon says Kisham'a means she understood. You know, Shema Israel, not you hear,
you understand.
Get it, right? Kisham'a, she understood, Bistei Moav, Kipakad Hashem Amol Atelayim Lechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on his nation to give him bread no matter where they are. And if Hashem could give me bread over here, he could give me bread there too.
So why Yaakov and Avraham Avinu go out of Israel? What's the deal with that? We were saying, Israel first gets the money, then why does that work?
Okay, so Avraham Avinu, first of all, the Ramban says that Avraham Avinu should not have done that. That's Ramban's catch on Avraham Avinu. Okay? Yitzchak wanted to move around, right? But Hashem told Yitzchak, don't go, stay here, don't worry, I'll take care of you. So Ramban says this was a nisayon for Avraham Avinu to see if Avraham Avinu would say anything or would complain or not. So therefore Hashem didn't want to say anything to Avraham Avinu, didn't want to interfere. Let's see how he behaves. He did wrong by going down, but he did not complain. So he passed the test of not complaining, but he should not have acted like that. That's according to the Ramban. Others who say that Avraham Avinu did not do anything wrong is because Avraham Avinu felt, if Hashem told me to come here and Hashem makes drought over here, it's obviously hinting me that I should, you know, he's leading me. So he's hinting me to move on. So I'm going to keep moving, and he could tell me, don't go, or whatever it is. He's leading me. Over here, nobody told him to move. Nobody told him to stay. Nobody told him to do anything. You have to have your own fishbone. And they had money. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take care of us, he'll take care of us wherever we are. This is why she had a change of mind. That's Vatoko. She got up. You know why she got up to change her mind? Because she understood. That's why she changed her mind. She changed her approach because she understood that Hashem could give you bread wherever you want. Could give you food wherever you want. That's why she got up to leave.
Tamar, I probably saw there was no Israel either. Yes,
otherwise, why Hashem would tell Yitzhak not to leave?
What do you mean? From beginning of creation, Hashem made the system like this.
No, it seems
he didn't change the system all of a sudden.
Yes, Israel had the kedusha, and Ha'aretz Asher Areka had the kedusha. But then
No. If Hashem wanted, if that concept wasn't there, Hashem, nobody would tell Yisrael not to go.
But it could be that Avraham Avinu did not know the concept. He might not have known that Eretz Israel is a promised land, but he might not have known that Eretz Israel is where from here every place else gets its bracha. Maybe that part Avraham Avinu didn't know.
So Hashem had to tell Yitzchak.
Once he told Yitzchak, stay over here.
Yitzchak didn't know either.
Probably didn't know. That Hashem told him, you're Ola Temima, you stay here. So that brought out more the Chashuv of Eretz Yisrael. That could very well be. That maybe it was Chashuv. Maybe Avraham Avinu didn't know at the time.
Well, Kashan, lots of time Rabbanim tell you not to move to Eretz Yisrael. So Parnassah is harder there. Stay where you are, in both Paris.
You're already out.
It depends what kind of a level of bitachon you have.
So what are we saying?
If it depends on your level of bitachon.
The man said that's how it should be. That's how it is. It comes from there, but you're not holding, so don't know.
Exactly.
And now she started to be holding, or she was holding the whole time, she just chab now.
It's mashma v'atokom, she chab now. She chab now that, what am I doing? You know, I'm living my life wrong. The whole approach was wrong.
She had no option either.
And it's different.
She could stay here.
She was not born in Chusla. We're born in it. There's a difference.
Okay, and when her husband died, why didn't she go back? She could have taken her kids and the kids go back too.
No, I know, but she had her kids. Now, after nobody is left, no relatives, she's going back to her relatives. She's going back
She has two daughters-in-law. Supposedly. Oh yeah, so if she's going back, then it's not because Hashem pakadet amo. She went back because she had nothing left, so she went back.
So that's.
But that's not what the
I just want to say his answer that triggered to her that I don't have anything here. I don't have the money. And
I know, but the pasuk doesn't say that.
That was the mistake, which was triggered. The teshuva was there, but the trigger was I don't have anything.
Then
you
take
here.
It away from the teshuva. What do you
say? The pasuk says not. So the reason she had this matokom, because she understood that Hashem pakadet amo, not because she didn't have anybody. You know, she was lonely and so she went back. That would take away from the whole pasuk. Yeah. Not only from Chazal, but from the pasuk itself, it will take away.
The teshuva wouldn't be good teshuva anymore, I didn't say that.
That too, right. Okay. Rabbi, let me stop here. Pasuk Zayin.